Tehar, Truma, page Pei. We did not finish the first paragraph on the page yet. So, 6 lines in the paragraph beginning Avol. Okay, last thing now, the Rebbe is explaining that in the time of Golus, Yidden asked Hashem, maybe we should be like a brother, like it was in the time of the Kruvim. And then he said, the pasuk continues, Yenik Mishtei Imei, who nurses from the mother. And he says, what's the relationship over here? And he says, just like a baby, when they're born, a tiny, no understanding, no nothing, and through the milk of the mother, they grow and they're able to talk and walk and everything. So the same thing, the neshamis are nursing taters called chalav. So the level of chalav, the neshama grows. So the growth. He says, this is today I gave birth to you. And therefore, the Torah somebody learns in this world, Nikra Cholav is called milk. That feeds the limbs of the neshama. In other words, just like physical milk feeds the physical body, so spiritual milk, i.e., Torah, also feeds the neshama. Shem test fetus, test pum, test, commission, cause a pasach halili, and I'm whatever. Lachain, Omer Azal, therefore the Gemara says, Ashne Misha Balakam Vitamul de Beyodei, fortune is the one that comes to Gan Eden with Torah in his hand. What's the benefit of having Torah in Gan Eden? So that is the milk that makes the neshama grow from level to level in Gan Eden. Like Dalt Rebbe explains in Tanya that Torah is the food. Torah is the food of the neshama Gan Eden. Mitzvahs they did in this world are the garments of the neshama Gan Eden. Torah is the food. Shaydeis and nasas and neshama b'chin.
I thought they stay the same in Gan Eden.
No, they keep going.
They're growing.
Yelchum mechayel lo choyel. They keep going from level to level. And again, ma'amayla mekmei shayy b'chil esiri dasa. Much greater than the neshama was when it first came down into the world, which is called later birth. So therefore, by nursing from the mother, which is Tato, becomes a Talmud Biyadi. Yaharbi becomes a great growth in the neshama. So therefore, the time of Golus, we're saying to the Rebbe, if you only give us the revelation that it was in the time of the Keruvim, the level of Gilei Elokus, Simson ben Badi, Shnei Badi Oren, he limited himself through the two Badim of the Oren, is the Gilei Elokus, that we become Prem Ishal Ochiv, the brothers of Hashem, and that is through nursing from the breasts of the mother, meaning from learning Torah. But we need to understand, we're saying, Hashem, please be like a brother who he nurses from the mother. So we're asking that to Hashem. So he says, so now Deb asks just a general question. How in the world does Hashem gain from anything we do down here? One second. So you wrote this book. I mean, you didn't write a book. Okay. Achainyan. The Alter Rebbe asks questions more for the answer than for the question. But it's a very general question. How in the world does Hashem become affected in any way whatsoever from us puny, tiny, worthless, insignificant, limited creatures? How in the world does that affect Hashem? So he says, "Kamesha Kos Rei Yisrael, Aches Rei Yossi, where I would assist or my friend," meaning Parnasasi. The Medrash says it means we are the Parnasa of Hashem. Yisrael Mefanisim Lavim Shebeshamay. That Yidden actually is without sinus. It doesn't make sense. But you know, we give Hashem Parnasa. Hashem Kaviyachol needs us for His benefit. Not that it has to be. Hashem wants it to be, therefore he sets it up that way. What does that mean? Just like physical bread. What's the purpose of food? Bread, generally food. To connect the neshama with the body. You don't eat for an extended period of time. God forbid you die. And he says, the same thing, what does it mean? Sustenance of Hashem. It means Laham Shergili Erin Sabarchu, to reveal the infinite level of Elokus. Betech Eshesfiris Datsilis, into the 10 levels of Atsilis that are called Gatfin, wings, Shafilu Chochma. He says like this, even the highest level of Chochma, the highest level of Chochma Vatsilis, the highest possible Sfira, is nothing compared to the infinite Hashem. And he says, "Afilu chochmi lo ein arech klal ein tzal baruch." Even the level of chochmi, the highest level, is nothing compared to Hashem. And he says, "V'she'anim shach umislabish b'hem." So, what gets Hashem to want to and to actually reveal himself in chochma vatzilis is aydei esa katayda l'mata, by us learning Torah. In other words, just like food keeps the neshama in the body, Torah, mitzvahs, keeps Hashem revealed in the world. So at first he reveals himself in Tatsilis, and then it trickles down into Brit, in Asi, until it comes down here into this world. We say, Kivinu loy. Yeah, kivinu literally means we hope for him. But he said kivinu is the word kav. Kav means the three pillars, shleishik kavim of chesed, gevura, teferis. And the world at large, u'kenag dem gimel b'chinas teira avedig mirs chasadim. So he says like this, now when we do teira mitzvahs, we actually connect Hashem with world. Then, but it will be revealed, and therefore it says, it will be the level of Zed that we see. And as Chizkis explains, by Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw that fantastic, great revelation of godliness, that even the kid said, Zed Keli Van Vehu, but they point with their finger and they say, Zed. But it only says once that. Zeh keli van vehu. The pasuk hine elokeinu zeh. Kivinu lev yeshinu zeh hayim. Nogil v'nis mechavei. It's double zeh. Which means, la'asid lovei will not only be one revelation of Elokus, will be the ultimate revelation of Elokus. So therefore now, one second, now, during the time of Golos Bechal, we bring down Elokus into the world. It's not revealed. Like the Friedrich Rebbe writes, Munach Bekufsa, it's in a box. It, you know, it's hidden. You don't see it's in a trust fund. Well, us in love, that level of Elokus that we accomplish will be revealed. What?
Why is it that Hashem loves Torah so much? Is it because it's Reach Nifuah? Is it because it's Chochmah?
One minute. Why he likes Torah or why he likes us doing Torah? What are you asking?
Why?
Let me ask the, let me answer the first. Why he loves Tata? Because Tata is him.
Right.
Okay. Why? You love yourself. He loves himself too. Why? Now, why Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu? Avatavi, you can't ask any questions. That's what Dalton Rebbe says in Tanya. Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu means Hashem had a I like something. Why? Why do you like it? I don't like it. Why do you like it? You can't ask why. It's not logical. Why means it needs a logical answer. If there is no logical answer, you can't ask why. One second. You can't ask a question why if there's no answer. Because why means logic, explain it to me logically. Yeah? Of a type of, you can't ask why on a type of, because it's above logic. Hashem, for whatever reason, wanted a dir v'tachteinim, l'may sedachat Hashem desires our actions. Why? There is no reason. It's higher than seichel. But this is what he wants. And therefore, what does he want? That just like food keeps an neshama in the body without you go on a hunger strike for a long period of time without cheating, like everybody does cheating, you're going to die. So without Torah and mitzvahs, there's no alukus in the world. Now, hypothetically, what would be if every single Jew in the world goes on strike? And that's it, go on strike. What would happen? I don't know. According to this, it wouldn't be too good.
There won't be any war.
So there is no way this war would stand by itself.
Without us.
Without you.
Okay. Without you. Correct. Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they cannot get rid of Jews. That's what they haven't been able to do.
You can't. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Mashiach will come if either Kula Chayev or Kula Zakai. Simply, it means either everybody's going to be good, everybody's going to be bad. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. Either everybody will be good, Mashiach will come, or everybody will be bad, Mashiach comes. So somebody says, he once asked the Rebbe, Chaim Gutnik from Australia, said he asked the Rebbe, maybe we'll all be chayef. We'll all misbehave. It's easier than everybody behaving. So what he said, the Rebbe answered him was, that me and Katsunella Begin, who was the head of the Torah Kashta at that time, are not going to let that happen. Okay? But the Rebbe explains, what does it mean? The Rebbe explains in many sikhas, it doesn't mean either everybody will be good or everybody will be bad. That's impossibility. What it means is, the Rebbe says, that good and bad will be clearly defined. In other words, it will all be good, all good or all bad, meaning there will be a clear clarity what is good and what is bad. But Hashem, for whatever reason, wants, and that's the whole purpose of creation, Dira B'Tachtein. That's what the guy said, the Rebbe said. That's all I can tell you. But it says, in Eitz Chaim, it says, this content, Nesav Kodesh Baruch Dira B'Tachtein, is really Chassidus. That's a medrash in Parshas Nosi, but in Arizal, it says, "Legalus shlemus kechesiv upuleisiv." The purpose of creation for Hashem to reveal Himself. And other reasons, Kabbalah says, and Siddhas explains, they're not contradicting each other. The higher worlds, Atzilus was. Why did Hashem create Atzilus? To reveal His powers. Why did He create this world? That's because Dira B'Tachtein. Us doing Torah mitzvahs.
How could you say in Torah is Hashem?
We learned that in Tanya less.
I know why.
Because Zohar says,
say Torah is a part of Hashem.
What do you mean a part of you? Is a part of you?
Hashem,
let me ask you a question.
Torah.
Let's be Gashmi so we understand.
No, this is not Gashmi. We'll
understand in Gashmi. There's a ruler from the Psad Yigoyin, the Chassidus being Zanu. The essence, when you have a part of it, you have all of it. Which, like the apple. You cut half an apple, you don't have half the taste and half the texture. Every piece of the apple has the entire essence of the entire apple. Right? So in the Elukus, when you have a part of the essence, you have the whole essence. Teda, that's what Dalt Rebbe has explained, Perichov Gimel of Tanya, that we're learning now. That Torah is synonymous with Hashem. Mitzvahs are called the limbs of Hashem. The limbs and the person are two different things. The neshama comes into the limb, but there's a neshama, there's a limb. There's a neshama, there's a body. It's two different things joining. Here we're saying it's not two different things. It's kulachad, it's one thing. There's Teda as Hashem's wisdom. That's the way Teda comes into the world. In Chochmah. Chochmah says Shalkadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have the essence of Teda, which is much, much greater than that. And it is one with Hashem.
Rabbi, you've said many times that the as finite being cannot possibly
grasp the magnitude of God that is infinite.
Correct. But our neshama could. But our neshama could. Let me say one point. Our neshama could. Because our neshama is
okay,
a part
of it. Our neshama could. But here, the Alter Rebbe is speaking in such certainty. It's essentially speculation. I don't think it can be, it can grasp the being of God, the magnitude.
I'll tell you a little secret.
So it must be.
Me and you ain't going to happen. Him, it happened.
Even him is a human being. You always said human being cannot possibly understand, grasp the magnitude of God.
That is if the neshama doesn't dominate and control the body. The neshama is a part of Hashem. The neshama could understand God. By me and you, our body is primary. The neshama is very, 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 very revealed. Revealed. Very, very, very minimal. By these people that the nefesh is primary and the body is secondary, by them, they do feel it. And we can't understand that because we are who we are. We can't. Okay. So he says, okay. This that it says is going to nurse from the mother. Okay, so it says like this. The pasuk says, like he's going to quote now, Shma b'ni Musar avicha v'altitesh teres imecha. Okay, so the pasuk says, listen to the admonishment of your father. Basically, what the pasuk means, listen to Torah mitzvahs, right? So the pasuk says, listen to the admonishment of your father v'altitesh teres imecha, and don't forsake the Torah of your mother. So the Medrash says, Musar avicha is Torah shebiksav, and titash teres imecha, don't forsake the Torah of your mother, refers to Torah shebal peh. Why? Because, again, Chumash is very brief. Don't do work on Shabbos. You have a whole massive Gemara called Shabbos, and massive halachas in Shulchan Aruch. That's Torah shebal peh. So, the father gives the seed, the mother broadens the seed. So, avicha is a level of chachma. That's Torah shebiksav. Bina, understanding it in great depth and length and width and everything, that's Torah Simecha. So he says, Ki b'teira shebiksav hako b'remiz ba'alom. Everything is hidden, right? Torah shebiksav, again, it says, don't eat chametz. What is chametz? I mean, the whole, you know, all those dinim. But just like the father gives the seed. And where is the primary growth of the baby? Within the mother. Therefore, kagili prati aloha salburian is tereshibal peh. Hainu. A raisa tereshibiksav says comes michochmanik, which is called Abba. There's an expression in Chazal, a raisa michochmanafkis, Zaya says. A raisa, the Torah comes from Chochma. That's Torah Shebiksav. Come from the level of Chochma. The Torah Shebal Peh is Bino, which is called Ein. Therefore, it says, don't Torah Simecha. Vineik, it is Galus Satayni Mea Seichel. When do you really enjoy Seichel? Enjoy Seichel is only when you understand it properly. In other words, real Tainug, pleasure, is not revealed in Chochma. Chochma is more Kabbalah soil. You don't understand it. You do it just because you do it. There's no enjoyment in, like, water versus wine. Shemev and Adava Gomesh Kosvin Zan the Pasik Vavid Alevi Hu. Do Atik of Ezesh and Amish Yenik Shdeime. And that's what it says, only from the mother Dafke. By days and Nimsha Gilia is Bara Gilia Tain of Gan Eden. And therefore, what did he say before? Milk makes the baby grow. Milk is the mother, which is Torah Shebal Peh, which is the level of Tainuk. So therefore, Hashem enjoys coming into the world, again, the food that keeps Hashem in the world, through Torah Shebal Peh. And then he says, And Hashem, lots of love, is going to, Hashem is going to come and play. This is what the Medrash, it's probably a Medrash too. That Hashem is going to play with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. Now, again, Hashem is not going to sit down in a playground, you know, the Gan Eden playground, and play in the sandbox with tzaddikim. I mean, that's obviously stupid. What does it mean Hashem is going to play? Or like we said, even about Torah, the expression is Shashuya Melech, but it's based on Pesukim Shir HaShirim. That Shashuya, Torah is Hashem's toy, that Hashem plays with every day. What does it mean, play? Play is a level of tainuk. Enjoyment. That's tainuk in Hebrew. Enjoyment is tainuk, pleasure, enjoyment. What it means is, I'll tell you in a second. Hashem is going to play with tzaddikim, meaning there's going to be a revelation not only of seichel, but the level of tainug, which is, you know, the encompassing essential of ratzin, is makif. You know, tainug is yichinda, essence. That means Hashem is going to reveal his essence to the neshamas in Gan Eden, who learned Torah in this world, and therefore now they're fully grown, and now you can play with them. So that's, now what does it mean Hashem plays with himself? There's a level of Torah, which is wisdom, there's a level of Torah, which is the will of Hashem, and there's a level of Torah, which is the essence of Hashem. Hashem and Torah is one. That's the level of Tainug of Torah. So therefore, when a person learns Torah, they create the unity of the food that keeps Hashem in the world, not only, in other words, like this, let's add another point to it. Just like you enjoy the food you eat, Hashem has tainug in the Torah that we bring him down with. It's the level of tainug, which, by the way, higher than the level of seichel. As we learned many, many times, there's different levels of Torah. Therefore, you have like this. Torah is called bread. Torah is called water. Torah is called yayin. Torah is called bread. Milk. Torah is called toy. Fire. Water.
Oil.
Yeah, I mean, like, what? Which one is it? There's a million different aspects of Torah. One aspect of Torah is mayim, coming from a high place to a low place. One other place is Eish, which is the consuming of the physical world, elevating itself to Hashem. And then you have the level of milk that he says produces the growth of the neshama. And then you have the level of Torah, which is wine, which is sod, secrets of Torah. Then you have the level of shemen, which is kabbal, I mean chassidus, which is on top of the wine. And then you have the Torah as a toy of Hashem. And then there's a million aspects of Torah. Each one has a different name. The cheesecake is for sure. That's why, and Shavuos, the biblical mitzvah to eat cheesecake. But in order to eat cheesecake, you have to come listen to the Ten Commandments. Because if you have cheesecake in your house, you have to pay for it. You come to shows for free. So therefore, that's the real enjoyment of cheesecake, when you get it for free. But then you need to come to show a little payment, so to speak, to get the free cheesecake. Okay.
And the only way we can absorb it is total bitta. Otherwise, we can never absorb any level of Torah.
Correct.
If we are full of ourselves.
Correct.
Thank you.
Therefore,
so I have an excuse that.
Therefore, as we learned the other day, we mentioned last night also, that just say by Matan Torah, they have to be bittul. It says in the Pasuk, they're all fearful and all that. When a person, before he starts learning Torah, has to have fear, which is bittul. In other words, in simple English,
fear is not bittul.
Fear is bittul.
It is.
Yeah. Love is I feel myself loving. Bittul is I don't exist. It's fear. Oh, I lose myself. In other words, when a person starts learning Torah, just in a very practical level, it's like, when a person starts learning Torah, they have to feel that Torah is 100% correct. And I don't understand anything. Hashem is an infinite kindness. allows me to understand whatever I think I understand on my level. But if a person learns Torah, and if they're foolish, they say it verbally. If they're more intelligent, they just think it instead of saying it. They say Torah doesn't make sense. Like the Rebbe has many, many letters. Torah is truth. People always ask the Rebbe, how come science contradicts Torah? So the Rebbe says, it can't. Torah is emes. Anything proven in science is emes, and therefore you can't, emes cannot contradict emes. When it's theories, but the problem is people think, oh, there's a theory in science called evolution, so that must be true. But Torah says it's not true. So if a person learns Torah, because even religious people do that, it doesn't make sense. Torah doesn't make sense. The halacha doesn't make sense. The Gemara doesn't make sense. Whatever. So then, actually, you're losing the whole concept of bittul. There's no way in the world you can internalize Torah. It can't be.
Just finished.
Huh?